Prayer for the Weary Mother by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. And Jesus sat down and called the 12 disciples, and he said to them, "If anyone desires to be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a little child and put him in the center of their group, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever in my name and for my sake accepts and receives and welcomes one such child also accepts and receives and welcomes me. And whoever so receives me receives not only me, but him who sent me." Mark 9:35-37. As a mom of three boys, my quiet time isn't really quiet. It's full of tiny distractions and interruptions from these little ones. Nap times are quite short and to-do lists are quite long. My days seem to go by in the blink of an eye, and I'm often left exhausted, only getting the chance to pray, "Help me, Lord," in between homeschooling, my writing deadlines, continuous snack requests, laundry loads, and diaper loads. Knowing very well that this season in life won't last forever, I've learned to cast my cares upon the Lord and soak up the few moments that I can in the Word of God, because it's what I need to readjust my focus when I'm tempted to complain. The other day, a passage in Mark 9 met this mama right among the blissful chaos with this encouragement. And Jesus sat down and called the 12 disciples, and he said to them, "If anyone desires to be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a little child and put him in the center of their group, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever in my name and for my sake accepts and receives and welcomes one such child also accepts and receives and welcomes me. And whoever so receives me receives not only me, but him who sent me." Mark 9:35-37. By putting my sons and my role as a mom and a wife above my desires and my life goals, I've been serving Jesus this whole time. And if serving Jesus, worshiping Jesus. And if that wasn't uplifting enough, Jesus calls out our service to children specifically in verses 36-37. When we welcome our children into our lives and make them feel loved and accepted every day, we're also welcoming them in the name of the Lord Jesus every day. Jesus compares being the servant of all, a high position in the kingdom of God, to those who welcome children into their lives. What an honor! So to all my tired and overwhelmed mamas out there, take heart. Every time you embrace your child and serve your family, you're embracing Jesus, and even more so, your Heavenly Father, who's not going to leave you to raise your children alone. Let's pray. Father, we welcome you into our blissful chaos as we raise up our children to trust in you and receive your love into their lives, so that they may point others to you and your kingdom. We're thankful that you give us the privilege of embracing little ones every day. Give us eyes to see opportunities to share the gospel with our children in everyday moments. We ask for your grace and strength when we feel overwhelmed and weary. Help us to serve you with all that we are and in everything that we do, laundry loads and all. In Jesus' name, amen.
This This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories. And our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.